One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Something we talk about a lot on the show is that there are seasons to things, that there are times where you should be sort of busting your butt and working really hard on something, and then times for rest, or times where you should have one priority, and then times where that priority should take a back seat. And so for today's episode, I'm going to be talking to our producer, Ariana Nettleman, and you are going to get a little behind-the-scenes information on the making of and decisions around the real question, should I quit? I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and this is Should I Quit? Hi, Ariana.
Hi, Vanessa.
Oh my God, I love when you're on mic. It's my favorite.
That's so funny. I hate when I'm on mic. It's my least favorite.
I know you do. I don't like that you hate it. That does not contribute to me being happy that you're on mic, just so you know.
I'm not saying that so people feel bad for me. I'm just hoping that the other introverts out there feel seen by me, you know?
Oh my God, nobody feels bad for you. You get to hang out with me regularly. Everyone is so happy for you in your life.
So we're diving into some of the behind-the-scenes logistics of Should I Quit today? I know that sounds a little bit nitty-gritty, but we really believe in transparency and keeping our audience in the loop of why we're making certain decisions about the show. So instead of just switching things up, we wanted to talk about it, and we are switching things up. Do you want to share what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going back down to every other week. We are going to change from a weekly show, this show that we love making and love putting out in the world. It is going to become an every other week show. And I say an every other week show because I don't know if bi or semi is the right word.
I think it's bi-weekly.
Okay, we're going to be a bi-weekly show now. And the reason for this is really quite simple. We ran the numbers, and it turns out that this show is losing a lot of money every month. And by going down to every other week, instead of losing a lot of money every month, we can actually make a 1 to 2% profit on the show. And the profits at Not Sorry go to things like overhead so that we can give people healthcare stipends and pay for people's necessary technology for their jobs. This is not profit that goes into any stakeholders' pockets, but profit that goes right into the pockets of the people who work here. And so it feels important to not be losing money so that we can pay everybody a fair wage.
Yeah, I think it's really important to emphasize that it might feel scary to go down to every other week because it seems like maybe we're not as invested in making the show. But I love this show. I love Should I Quit? And this is not like a gradual decline towards no longer producing this. This is just a way to make the show more sustainable long term so that we can ensure that we can produce it.
Yeah, no, it's literally the opposite. It's an investment and being able to make it for a longer period of time. And this is the kind of thing that I find really interesting. And so I hope other people do too. So in 2016, Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, our original podcast at Not Sorry Productions, was a show where our goal was to have 1,000 downloads across all of our episodes. We started Harry Potter and the Sacred Text as like proof of concept that you could treat secular things as sacred. And we never thought it was going to be a prolonged podcast in which we made any money. And then what happened was we were put on the banner of iTunes, and overnight, we had a podcast where we could make a little bit of money. And that led to us starting Not Sorry Productions and led directly to us being able to make Should I Quit? And we went to Weekly because iTunes informed us that we were going to be on the banner of the homepage. And they sort of asked, they were like, it's easier for us to put you on the banner of the homepage, and it tends to be more successful if you are a weekly show. And so we were like, okay, this is an incredible opportunity. Absolutely. And so we were put on the banner of the homepage for the iTunes podcasting, and we got no new listeners. And I think that it's just so interesting the way that the podcasting industry has changed and the way that people find podcasts have changed. And we love that our original listeners are still here, but we can't afford to keep making the show for how much we bring in almost exclusively from Patreon. And I think, Ariana, that's just like one of the things we talk about on the show, actually, is that circumstances change. And so your behavior can and should change. Like, you shouldn't just keep doing things because it's the way that you've been doing them. That's a horrible reason to do things.
Totally. Part of how we decided to do this is that we hired an incredible new executive producer for all of our podcasts, Caitlin Hoffmeister. And she's come into the shows recently and looked at all of them and like brought this incredible new set of eyes. And I think there's just like something so lovely about having new people look at something you've been doing for a long time and going, why are you doing it this way? Which is like, I think, kind of at the heart of what our show is, right? Like bringing you a set of outside eyes into people's lives and just asking, this doesn't seem right. It seems like you are losing a lot of money on this show. What if you didn't do that? And then we were like, huh, interesting. I guess there's another way to do this.
I love that framing because it puts me in the position of thinking about how it can be really uncomfortable for the guests on the show. We realized a little over a year ago that we needed someone in Caitlin's position, that we needed, you know, Caitlin's role as strategic director and executive producer, and she's with us part-time. And last year when I was like, oh, we need someone to come in and do this work, I already hate them. They're going to have opinions about how we should change things. Mm. And I already don't like them. And I just like talked a lot as we were doing this search about how like I already resented the person we were going to hire. And now that Caitlin is here, obviously, I adore her and am so grateful to her. But also change is hard. And so suddenly I can just like feel the guests on the show being like, yes, I understand that point of view. Maybe you are right, but it is hard.
And I resent it.
Yeah. Oh my God, it just occurred to me that maybe our guests resent me.
But I think because we live in this really individualist self-help culture, we like tend to think that change should come from within and that we all, if just given the right tools, can transform ourselves. And
yeah,
I think that's just reaffirming to me how important it is to be in conversation, like in our lives, because we can't always be the set of eyes that's looking at ourselves, monitoring ourselves while we're living. Like sometimes it's just so helpful to have a person sit next to you and go, why are you doing it this way?
And not only that like it doesn't always have to be about pushing for more. Because Caitlin could have come in and been like, look, we're losing money every month. Let's try to double our patrons. Let's try to double our listenership. And instead she was like, let's love this beautiful thing that we have created and make it sustainable, right? I love that her answer wasn't this like grind culture. We can do it. You know, like, let's fight.
I'm obsessed with that because right now a question that I've really been thinking about alongside the real question, and maybe I've said this before, is how do we balance accepting and loving ourselves with also knowing that there are ways that we can be improving and doing more to give back and be kinder and more loving and like not teeter too far into wanting to like always be improving. So it's also, it's like a meta thing about that, right? It's like in this instance, we looked at the show and we were like, ooh, we could teeter too far into being like, we just need to double our listenership. We just need to get those numbers up. And instead, Caitlin encouraged us to teeter back the other way and go like, this little show we make is amazing. We love our audience. And maybe let's look at it for what it is and try and keep it sustainable in that form.
And see how it changes organically. You know, like if our audience grows or if there is another compelling reason to go back to weekly, I think we really will.
Totally.
I know that you and I are talking behind the scenes about what potential questions we might bring next to our audience. You know, maybe moving away from the question of should I quit to another real question that we all hold in our hearts on a regular basis. And so, yeah, this is where we are right now. We're going to love where we are right now, and we're open to changing. And, you know, we will probably not do it perfectly in the perfect way at the perfect time, but trying to strive and trying to love where we are at the same time.
For now, we're definitely planning some special guests to talk to us about quitting. We're thinking about some other questions ahead. And just into the nitty-gritty of the logistics of what biweekly means, this is going to count as our off episode. This is our week where we're not producing a real episode. Next week, we'll be back with Should I Quit? And then the week of October 9th is our first no episode week.
So thank you for listening to this mini off week episode. Thank you so much to Caitlin Hoffmeister for helping us make this really just like correct decision. And Ariana, thank you as always for being the wonderful producer and bravely coming and being on mic with me in order to share this news with our audience.
I mean, our company is about being braver and more loving. So this is my little bit of braveness for today. Check.
Oh my God, you're off the hook for the rest of the year. Good for you. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.